You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dom and Jeremy, what are your thoughts on friending your mother on social media?
Your mother?
She writes, my mother got on Facebook and Instagram after all these years, and she sent me a friend request that I'm acting like I haven't seen. Mm. How can you get away with not accepting a friend request from your mom? Please help. And then she put, quickly.
What's going on there? Why doesn't she want mom as a friend?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Ermagerd.
I got to tell you. Are you friends with your mom on social media?
Yes.
Okay. I figured. But here's the thing. So I remember it was just a few months ago, and I came walking into the kitchen, and Gretchen was on the phone with her sister, Rachel. And I'm only hearing half the conversation. I'm just hearing Gretchen's side of it. And there was this pause, and she went, oh, bleep, no. And I was like, what?
And what's
she
the
said
bleep?
And she's like, oh, bleep, no. And anyway, she got done with her phone call. I go, what was that all about? She goes, oh, Rachel's telling me that mom got onto Facebook and sent out friend requests.
It's just to spy on you, you know? It's just to see what you're up to.
I said, so you're not going to accept your mom's friend request? And she said the exact same words back to my face. Oh, bleep, no.
She'll be commenting on everything, liking all your posts.
Her mom's about 80.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't need that. She goes, no. She goes, I have boundaries in my life. And that's one of them. You don't.
There is that.
Your mother on social media.
You don't need your parents to know that, you know, everything that you're doing now. But I guess if you're close with your family, I mean.
Yeah, are you going to unfriend your mom now?
No. See, the thing is, it's a weird situation because it's my dad who is on Facebook. He's not even on Facebook. It's just an account he started for something. There's like one picture on there of him and he doesn't use it. But my mom uses it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I've explained this in the past. It's extremely awkward because, you know, there's my big burly fire chief of a dad leaving comments on my posts, but it's my mom commenting.
Calling you a cupcake.
My sweet boy. Oh, you're so cute. The kids are cute. And, you know, all these little like mom cutesy things that she's commenting on. But it says John commenting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always just weird. You know, I'm like, just get your own account. You don't need to do this. So it's just, it's a whole thing, Dom. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. It's just
awkward.
My advice
to Jen is just, no. The thing is, it doesn't have to be mean-spirited. You can just, I think, Jen, and by the way, the lines are open if people want to comment.
What are your
on
thoughts on this? Yeah.
Yeah, those of you who think it's horrific that Jen would not friend her mother on social media, or those of you who are like Gretchen and say, bleep, no, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What are your thoughts on that? I don't think you have to be mean about it at all. I think that's just where, like Gretchen said, you just have to let parents know that sometimes there are boundaries with things. And one of those is social media.
It's so awkward. Your mom comes back and says, well, you have 500 followers or 500 people. Mm-hmm. What are you hiding? Why can't I be a part of this?
Because you say, I have friends and I have a mother. And never
coworkers.
The twain shall meet.
Oh, but what if your mom knows your friends?
It doesn't matter.
it's just too awkward for me. I couldn't do it.
Oh, my God.
So awkward.
I mean, my mom, may she rest, if she sent me a friend request, I would...
Be weird if you got one now. Yeah.
I'm saying if I got one now, it would be really weird.
You're like, nope.
But I would accept that right away.
Nope.
And I'd be like, send pictures. My mom is friending me from the afterlife. I want pictures.
She's got a selfie with Abe Lincoln. She's like,
hey. Right. Big bandage on his head and everything.
Oh, too soon. Too soon.
I was telling the story about my wife saying, oh, blank no to her mom's friend request. I just called her during the break to see if she had ever accepted that friend request.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a funny follow-up to it. She said, no. She goes, and I have two friend requests waiting right now from my mom. She goes, because she can't ever remember passwords, so she just creates new accounts.
Oh, okay.
So she created a Facebook account, promptly forgot her password, couldn't get back in her account, and sent Gretchen another friend request.
That's
so there's
funny.
Two of them sitting there.
Now, I was going to suggest that, because I was thinking of that during the break. I was like, can't you just let him park there and just act like you don't see him?
I know, but eventually mom's going to be on the phone and is going to say...
Unless you're Gretchen's mom.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
did I send
up.
You that? No, you didn't. Didn't get that.
Better create another
you
account.
You did it wrong.
Here's Ann on the phone. Good morning, Ann. We got full phone lines. People got things to say about this. Ann, what do you say?
I say it's perfectly okay to add your mom on Facebook. I added my mom on Facebook, but... Facebook has this neat little feature where you can block what they see from you. So you can still be her friend, but she won't necessarily see what you're posting.
Your drunken party pictures.
Yeah, there's that, but there's also your mother commenting on all of your posts. And that's the part that I would hate.
Well, again, like, you can hide them. You got the hide feature.
Listen, you guys got all this stuff. You've got to block this. You've got to hide that. Then you've got to go to the comments.
It's a time thing.
It's simpler just to say, Mom, let's just be mom and daughter and not be social media friends.
Well, because I block her from everything that I post unless it's a family picture in which, in that rare case, I'll let her see it. And then she can comment, oh, my sweet, beautiful girl, thank you. Unless it's directly involving her. Then she can see it.
Then it's
everything
locked.
Everything else is.
Then what's the point, Ann?
What is the point? My point is what's the point?
It's like, that's so difficult.
Yeah, at some point, it's all sort of.
To me, it's like all or nothing. I don't have time.
Just say no.
I don't
Mom.
Have time to babysit my page, you know?
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Ann.
Here's Ryan. Ryan, good morning. What do you say?
I say circumstantial. Me and my family don't have a great relationship, but it's a good way.
Your phone's dying.
So again, it sounds like Anne, you know, it's maybe certain things.
Your phone's breaking up on us, Ryan. Sorry about that. Here's Leslie. Leslie, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. So I think it's okay. My mom tends to get a little political, which I just kind of laugh at and avoid.
Yeah.
But we went through a period where I think it was like 6 months. I actually unfriended her.
What was that like? Did that get awkward?
It's great.
No, it didn't get awkward. It was just like I don't want to have any contact with you, kind of basically thing. And then refriended her, and it's fine. And now her and my brother get into political issues, and I don't comment on anything.
Oh, she's moved on to somebody else, huh?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling us. Have a great day, okay? We appreciate you being on the show. But again, there's somebody who it's more trouble than it's worth.
It's causing her stress.
Listen, I've tried to tell people on this show for years, no is one of the most powerful words that you can employ in your arsenal of words. Just say no.
But it's your mother.
So what?
It's your mom.
Love her as your mom.
One of these days, you know,
house.
When she's gone, you're going to wish she was on Facebook.
Go. No, that would
you're going to wish
actually.
That you got a message from your mother.
No, that's the worst, man.
You might regret it.
No, just say no. You can still go stop by and have a sandwich and give her a hug. Hey, Marianne, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Hey, what do you have to say about this?
I'm going to say no. My own mother had deleted me off of Facebook and all of her grandkids, as a matter of fact.
She's sick of you guys.
Yeah.
She's sick of all of you.
So your mother unfriended you.
Yes, she did. It's because my ex-mother-in-law had called her out about missing her first grandson's graduation.
Mm. Oh, so she's like, screw all of you. I'm locking it down.
Just keep a lot of family members off there, I guess. Yeah. Marianne, I hope everything works out.
I hate social media. It just causes so many arguments and unnecessary frustration.
Here's Nisa. Nisa, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
So what would you tell Jen, who wants to know if she can not friend her mother on social media?
Yeah, I agree. No. Because it could cause a lot of drama.
It does.
I know from
cause
personal
a lot of
experience.
Drama.
Yeah. Like my mom caused so many problems, or she didn't agree with something or took offense to something, thought it was you know, toward her when it wasn't. So I think that should definitely be separate from your, like, personal life, like, that your family members.
Yeah, we
just
all, right, listen.
I mean, they may not understand you.
Right, Lisa, we got to run. Thank you
for that.
You
get the
call.
Paragraph as a post on there, you know, and you're like, this is not what this is
for. I mean, we
for.
All realize that Facebook friends are not the same as real friends. We should understand that, right?
Right, but moms don't.
But you can educate mom.
Yeah.
Time for one more. It's Michael. Michael, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, so what's your take on this?
I think it's a perfectly fine idea if you're a forgetful person who doesn't remember birthdays.
Is that the only reason so you can get a birthday reminder? Hey, Michael, it's your mom's birthday.
Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, I have to remember all my kids' birthdays. I got to remember my wife's birthday.
Oh, buddy, the struggle is real.
Dang.
It's terrible.
All your family is so annoying with all their birthdays.
I know.
Can't you just put it in your phone, dude?
Yeah, you know, there's a thing in your phone.
There's a calendar in your phone.
It'll come up on your phone. Oh. It's mom's birthday.
Michael, I love you, buddy, but you're like one of those guys that gives the rest of us a bad rap. You never remember my birthday. I remember everybody's birthday.
Jen, thank you for writing in.
Yeah.
So the consensus was there was no consensus.
There wasn't. I think it was heavily towards maybe just blocking certain posts.
Oh.
Or not doing it at all. I think it was more of a not do it at all.
Just say no. What is the worst that could happen? Is your mother going to disown you because she doesn't get a chance to see, you know, the pictures that you post of going out drinking with your friends? Is she going to disown you because of that?
Yes. Some moms are crazy, dude.
Oh, I know.
Girl. Oh, I know.
I've seen it.
I know.
Anyway, that's the only answer we can give you, Jen, is just don't do it. Just say no. And write back and tell us what happens.
Just follow Dom and Jeremy on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
That's who you should be on with.